Jenna Cameron, Jen Rich, it is 94 WIP on this Monday, excuse me, Monday, Friday afternoon.
Get to Monday yet, all right? Let's have a weekend first.
Monday in 3 days, that's true. We got an Eagles game in between. Got a Sixers game, got a Flyers game, got a lot ahead. College football. Also, our picks for week 13 of the NFL coming up soon. Hey, big thanks to the great people from Maggie's Waterfront Cafe that John, they brought in today, and we enjoyed quite a bit of it. A big old spread of food.
I had an unbelievable wrap, and those
the egg rolls.
Egg rolls were fantastic.
They gave us wings.
Got some crab
soup. Yeah, burgers. Oh. It was like
I was the cheesesteak spring rolls. That was my go-to.
The cheesesteak spring rolls are like
I did
high
a
level.
Double banger on that. Yeah, one order and then another. Look, they also the crab, cream of crab soup. A lot of great stuff. Yeah, Big Mac burger. Big Mag burger, I should say, which is, by the way, is house-made Angus beef and, all sorts of great stuff. They got the ranch, as you were saying there, John, the chicken wrap. Unbelievable. And by the way, Maggie's Waterfront Cafe, John, near and dear to our heart for two reasons.
Yeah, buddy.
Two reasons. One, it is where the chicken wing conversation happened all those years ago. Two, John, who worked at Maggie's Waterfront Cafe?
That was Rachel McAdams.
Rachel McAdams.
The doppelganger.
Well, at least the lookalike of Rachel McAdams.
Yeah.
So it's a really, really neat place. If you ever get a chance, get out to Maggie's Waterfront Cafe. It's a great spot. Just a great spot. And we thank them very much. Tim Ryan and the entire team from Maggie's bringing in such wonderful food to us today. We appreciate it. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Joey B. right now. Hello, Joey B.
We're going to have a good time tonight. Let's celebrate.
Celebrate.
It's all right.
No, it's not
baby.
All right. It's not all right, actually.
How you doing, Joe?
Well,
doing all right, Hammer?
I'll say this. I'm licking the wounds. That's what I'm doing right now. I mean, I can't get too down when I lose on, World Cup trivia. Because there is, as I've said many times, Joey B., there's only so much RAM in this brain. And it's pretty filled up with non-World Cup stuff, but if you lose on World Cup, then you lose on World Cup. What can I tell you?
Well, you definitely deserve to be sitting on 33 through the weekend after your little comment about Larry Bird.
Oh, that's
and
a
Dr.
yeah,
J.
good point. Yeah,
yeah, but so. Come on, keep it real. Wasn't Larry Bird better than Doc?
I plead the fifth.
Yeah, nobody around here wants to take it on, but come on now. All right, go ahead, Joey B.
So,
what do you got?
The Birds. Yeah, so my preseason prediction, I actually had this game as a scheduled loss. In that season.
I was worried about it from the get-go, too.
Yeah, but I'm actually, oddly enough, John, what you were kind of talking about, with Tannehill and breaking down the X's and O's and everything, I was like, I kind of feel actually a little bit better, which is kind of weird because I know you're picking against the Birds, but I actually feel like we might get this win. I don't know. It's kind of wild.
Oh, I think the Eagles will.
We certainly could get this win. We are a great team, but as we've seen, this is a league of matchups, and I don't think this matchup is favorable.
All right, Joey B, give me a big answer, man. Who or what did it again?
So, with D. West being in there, and by the way, I have his book, and it is fantastic. Great
nice.
Children's
That's
book.
That's great.
Very cool.
And my son actually modeled his running style after B. West when I was back in the day.
Wow.
And what is that style? Just make everybody miss? Is that what that's called?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No,
it's a good style.
He would wiggle his hips. He didn't get money. I started with flag, and he just did not want anybody touching him.
Yeah.
So, yes, it was avoiding everyone at all costs. But speaking of, avoiding everyone at all costs, Miracle in the Meadowlands.
That is a really interesting
answer.
Great one.
Because I'll argue there's three did it against.
Yeah.
88 with Clyde Simmons, 2003 with Brian Westbrook, and 2010 with DeSean Jackson. All of that, of course, following the original from 78 with Herm Edwards. That's a great answer. Tom in Clearwater. Hi, Tom.
Gentlemen, good afternoon. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great, Tom. Just especially great.
Glad to hear it, John.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, I hate to rain on your parade, but I got a great trivia question for you. I don't know. If you can get this one, I'll be completely impressed and look past the
this
fact
this isn't
the
day for me, but I'll try. Go ahead. Go ahead.
It's an NHL trivia question.
Okay.
Who is the only player in the history of the NHL to win the Conn Smythe Trophy for MVP of the playoffs and then come back and win the Calder Trophy as Rookie of the Year the final season after, the season directly after that. Only one player has ever done it.
Wow. So basically he's on a playoff roster before he's technically an eligible rookie for Rookie of the Year.
That's a cool question.
Correct. He was brought up at the end of the season due to injury. He got the starting job and came back the next year and won Calder Trophy the year after.
Well, I have, first off, no idea. I don't think it's – hold on. I don't think it's anybody in modern-ish times. I will just take a guess. Well, relatively modern. This won't work. I'll just guess Ken Dryden. I have no clue.
Correct.
Whoa!
Wow.
Wow.
I needed that. You know when you've been in You know when you've been in a slump and you wake up and you say, I needed that.
You rip a little single the opposite field, ball's looking a little bigger all of a sudden.
That's not the kind of slump I was talking about, James, before.
That is impressive, Joe, that you knew that. That is impressive. I don't know if it was a shot in the dark or you really kind
of. No, well, I'll tell you why I guessed it. First off, I thought, let me think of someone who's got to win a cup, and who theoretically possibly could have stepped in due to an injury for his team that, you know, was in the playoffs. And I just thought, let's go Ken Dryden.
Not only did he step in, but they promoted him over the guy who was the backup for the guy that got hurt.
Well,
they put
go.
Him in there. He was a young man. He was like 19, 20 years old. He was hot in the minors. They put him in there, and
it's a good
he won
question.
The Stanley Cup.
All right, Tom, give me an answer, man. Who or what did it again?
I'm going to go with this guy, Hall of Fame quarterback, he won his first Super Bowl 15 years into his career. Everybody thought he was going to retire after winning the Super Bowl, and he came back and did it again the next year in 1998-99, John Elway.
Yeah, Elway, back-to-back to end the career. I mean, they were a great team, and he was a great player, obviously. But, yes, winning back-to-back for him there was pretty cool. All right, let's get to what we do every single Friday at this time with the picks, in this case, week 13 of the National Football League. Now, last week, John and I each did it again. 2-1 for both of us, although rare for John to be that excellent because I've now been above 500 9 of 10 weeks. John, not so much, but he's doing fine this year, 18-17-1. I'm at 21-12-3. John Ritchie, as we turn to week 13, your first selection, sir.
So that's three games difference.
You know, it's funky. I'd have to figure it out with the tie. I have 12 losses, you have 17. If you put my ties, one extra loss, it'd be 13. It's four. It's a four-game difference.
Okay.
If you took one, two
four
of my ties,
games.
Four-game difference. You're still in striking distance, no question.
Yeah, I think I am.
Yeah.
My first pick, the Baltimore Ravens, -8.5 points against the Denver Broncos.
Yep.
The Denver Broncos, they are hapless. They are absolutely one of the worst teams I've seen. It's amazing watching the downward spiral. And I, even though this is a big line, that Denver offense can do nothing at all.
Yep.
And I think I feel safe picking the Ravens given 8.5.
All right, my first selection, I go to that. Let's go to the Minnesota Vikings. I've picked them a lot this year. I think I have at least. And they keep getting it done. Look, Jets are a good team. And if the Jets win this one, then it'll really be time to start looking at the Jets more seriously. They're 7-4, but Minnesota's 9-2. Minnesota's home, and the spread's only 3 points. I think it's, I'm not going to call it easy, but I'll just say reasonable to pick the Minnesota Vikings here.
I wanted to stay away from that game. I almost picked that game the other way.
I do like the Jets.
The Jets are really good.
I know they are.
And everyone has this thing in their head that they're this atrocious team. Their pass rush is going to make Kirk Cousins look like Kirk Cousins did in week 2 against us.
Their defense is outstanding.
And think about it. They can match up Sauce on the top receiver.
Yeah,
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
That's dicey.
Okay.
I'm going to the Miami Dolphins getting 4 points against the 49ers. The 49ers are really good, and we talk about how, hey, they could be a team that's a threat to the Eagles. But the Miami Dolphins, I think they might be better. And we're about to find out. But still, getting 4 points, I feel really good about picking the Dolphins.
My second selection, I'm not going to say I like them in the way we normally would when we make a pick, but I'm going to say I choose them. Dallas Cowboys, -10.5. Cowboys are very good. Indianapolis, not very good. Micah Parsons, when he gets near Matt Ryan, is probably going to rip his head off because Matt Ryan can't run away from anybody. It's a big line, But I'll go with Dallas at home on Sunday Night Football to keep the pressure on the Eagles. Dallas minus the 10.5.
My, you know, I've been saying today that the Philadelphia Eagles have a chance to lose this game against the Titans.
You gonna pick it?
I've also said I'm not going to do that again. You know, picking against the Eagles, it feels gross all weekend long, so I'm not going to go there.
I respect that.
I am going to go with, you know, someone that I have a connection to also, Andy Reid. They're facing the Bengals, and the Bengals have Joe Mixon back. They also, they're getting healthy at wide receiver also. I'm not sure that they'll have Ja'Marr Chase back, but it seems like he's ready to play. I still think Kansas City will do enough, and this line is small enough that if Kansas City wins by a field goal, I'll still be okay. So Kansas City minus two.
And my third selection, I'm going to Tampa. It's similar to the thing John just said there. It's a 3.5-point spread. I'm just – look, Tampa minus 3.5 against the Saints. Tampa's home. I'm not saying Tampa's back and they're great, but the Saints stink. Brady to cover a 3.5-point line home against a bad Saints team. And there you go. Those are our selections. By the way, I do think if you added up my picks in the last 6 years, I'd probably pick Brady or Rodgers or Belichick. Of course, Brady and Belichick were together
For years, you would just say it. You would just be like, I'm picking the quarterback here. Yeah.
But that's kind of what John just did with Mahomes and Reed.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, that's
pretty
much what John just did. I mean, it's not a bad strategy right there.
Wow. All
right.
Yeah, historically, great quarterbacks and great coaches have done well.
You know, I am worried about the Mahomes just having a baby boy thing, being a little distracted with that, but, you know.
You never know. All right, drop of the week up ahead, plus more calls on 94 WIP. Hey, FanDuel Sportsbook, the way to go to bet and the way to go to bet the NFL, as there's always new player or game props that you can seek out. And they're right there for you with FanDuel Sportsbook. And what's also cool about FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino is combining these props with other bets from the same game to score an even bigger payout, perfect for Sunday's games. And we just talked about six of them. Of course, there's a bunch of other games as well, including Philadelphia and Tennessee, which wasn't even highlighted in our picks. So many ways to go, and you can lock in whether it's quarterback rushing yards or passing yards or Jalen Hurts touchdowns or over-under. It's all there for you. And create a same-game parlay, one of many reasons to bet with FanDuel Sportsbook. Other reasons? Well, how about live betting in-game? How about fast withdrawals when you win? They'll get you paid fast. How about odds boosts and specials all the time with FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94WIP? So sign up using promo code HAMMER. That's promo code HAMMER. You'll also get up to $1,000 back in free bets if you lose that first bet. That's an amazing deal. That's a no-sweat first bet. That's all when you sign up using promo code HAMMER to make every moment more with FanDuel Sportsbook, official sportsbook partner of the NFL. I know to wait, John. You don't have to tell me. I know. Oh, this is when I'm supposed to start talking as a radio DJ.
Great
Richie,
work, buddy.
Ear to ear right now. Ear to ear over there.
I got a little better.
What an incredible song.
It is a great
song. So great.
It is a great song. Drop of the week coming up in 10 minutes. We'll have some fun with that. Also, I got to tell you, I'm going to be honest. This is the full disclosure portion of the show. I got to say it.
Here I am. I lay myself bare.
I do lay myself bare, and I'm going to come clean. I am rooting against Nick Sirianni this weekend. Rooting against him. Rooting against Nick Sirianni this weekend. Why? John, because his college, Mount Union, is coming to town. Santa's coming to town. Mount Union's coming to town. Coming to Doylestown, that is, to face DelVal. This is Division III playoffs, and DelVal, which has been in the playoffs a bunch in recent years, got a great coach, Duke Greco, good buddy of mine, by the way. Second best winning percentage in all of college football, behind only Ryan Day of Ohio State. It's true.
Wow.
DelVal's coach has the second best winning percentage.
How long has he been there for?
The standard is a minimum of 40 games is what college football goes with. He's been there about 10 years or so.
That's even more impressive.
Oh, yeah. No,
yeah,
he's,
that's amazing.
Yeah, he's like, I got it in front of me here. He's 82-12. Right? I
mean, it's pretty
damn
good.
And this is the school that produced Rashid Bailey, you guys might remember, almost made the Eagles a couple years ago. So anyway, Mount Union, which is Sirianni's school, is going to play against DelVal this week, and that's on Saturday. So let me ask you guys a question. This game's in Doylestown.
He will be there, yes.
Yeah, that's the question. Absolutely. John, will he be there? He's an NFL coach the next day. His team is in town the prior day. Like, you know, 30
he's home. It's a home game.
And what time is it?
I believe it's noon or one. I might head up there. Let me see. The game is – I don't have the game. I don't have the time in front of me, but I believe it's an afternoon
yes,
game.
Yes, I think there's a great chance he goes.
And he's on the sideline, right?
They'll have their practice. It probably be over around, I don't know, 1:30. So he'll, yeah.
Do you move practice up, though? A coach wants to zip up?
No. I cannot imagine.
I don't know. It's about connectivity. I mean, he connects to the players. I bet the players connect to him.
They are creatures of habit. That would be unheard of, moving practice.
Now, James, if he is at the game, Sirianni, and I agree with you, I think he'll find a way at some point at least, straight to the sidelines, right?
Like, yeah, Nick Sirianni's like not going to be in the stands.
Hanging out in the stands, and you got all these Eagles fans coming up to
him? I will say this. If there is any coach in the history of the Eagles, maybe the city, who would do that, it is Nick Sirianni.
That's true. Anyway, good luck to Del Valle. Hope you beat Mount Union, and then, you know, we'll take it from there. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to
– How are you buddies with the head coach?
Grade school. Went to Lower Moline together.
Huh. Did you really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Absolutely correct. All right, Chris in Harrisburg right now, one of my, 37 schools. Hey. Hello, Chris.
Hey, hello. How are you guys? Hey,
super.
Good. Hey, I'll give you some ideas or thoughts, but first of all, with the thing last week or the other day with gently John's pet peeve.
Yeah.
If you could just say once on the radio for me, it would be cool. Gently, I will gently crush your face. And then,
I will crush your face
gently.
Who is Blankenship's backup, and is Smith ready? And I'll let you guys talk
through
this.
That's a good question, John. Who is that?
Blankenship's backup is Andre Sacheret.
Wouldn't it be Kayvon Wallace?
Well, it could be either,
different
right?
Spot. You got different positions.
Do they activate?
You got a free safety.
Yeah.
You got a strong safety. I think CJ's direct backup would have been Kayvon Wallace. I think they like Reed Blankenship better. They moved him to the strong safety spot because, I don't know, they prefer him over Kayvon. But I think technically speaking, when you're talking free safety, free safety is Marcus Epps and Reed Blankenship.
Who would they bring on the field, you think? If let's say Blankenship gets hurt, do they bring Kayvon?
It's Kayvon.
That's what I would think, too.
And by the way, one other thing just to throw out there, and I don't think it's for this week, but there could be a scenario if Gardner Johnson's out for a while, and he probably won't be because they didn't IR him yet.
Yeah, they IR'd him.
They did IR
him? They still have not IR'd him.
Right, did not, which is a good sign.
It's really
good sign. But theoretically, if they had to when he comes back, I mean, Avonte Maddox was a pretty good safety that one year. So I'm just saying it's another thing to consider.
He's not even here yet.
No, I know, but I'm saying when that time comes, because remember, he filled in for Rodney McLeod for like almost an entire year one year, and he did a pretty damn good job.
It would be interesting. Like, do they think they're hurting more at safety than they are at nickel?
Right.
Like, is Josiah Scott doing
exactly
admirable enough job?
Is Josiah Scott better than Reed Blankenship?
Right.
Like, they could face that decision in a week or two. Hey, Chris, give me a big answer, man. Who did it again?
Hey, the Patriots cheated us once with Spygate and then Flategate with another one.
You know, that's a good answer. We are getting wonderful answers today. You could put A-Rod in that category also, getting nabbed twice for performance enhancers. Patriots are a good answer. Chris in Middletown right now. Hi, Chris.
John.
Chris.
James.
Christopher.
Muppet Wizard.
Don't even talk to me about Pete the Hammer, Chris. I'm not in the mood. Not in the mood for your nonsense. Not in the mood.
Hey.
Bang!
I just want to tell you one thing.
What?
You suck!
Can I ask you,
lost.
Chris, can I ask you a question? Did your parents raise you to be so rude on the radio?
I told James I was at the gym. I leave. I have to rewind it to find out what happened. And, man, the sun's out driving home. Like, what a glorious day. Great weekend.
Here's the deal, though, Chris. The thing about it is, speaking of the sun, because Annie taught me this many years ago. I was about 5 years old watching Annie for the first time, maybe four, maybe three. And Annie said, the sun, it will come out tomorrow. So I shall live to fight another day and beat the hammer, Chris.
Yeah, I don't know. But listen, that's okay. But what happened today?
Today I got my butt whooped, man.
Yeah, lost.
Yeah.
Loser. Hey, real quick on the Phils, and then I'll give you my answer. I don't care about losing the pitcher. Like, let him go. He was broke, hurt all the time. Rather take that money, which I think they're going to do. They're going to get a good shortstop in there. And look, if we want to sign a broken pitcher, why not sign DeGrom? So So that's
my
thought.
A lot more money than Avalanche.
Yeah. Listen, Chris, it would be fascinating to know if they would be in on them quietly. I mean, you never know. I mean, they could be. I mean, they certainly could be. I mean, I don't know.
Absolutely could be.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't talked about it much, but sure they could be. And just say we're going to attack it that way. And now Ranger becomes your four, and that's your new staff. I mean, listen, it's an amazing staff.
The way they could look at it is saying, hey, look, we got the young guys. We need to bring them up because he starts getting hurt. We could fill it in with one of the younger guys.
Yep.
But now we're not putting all the pressure that we expect them to do something because they would fill in and he came back. I don't know. Just a thought.
Chris, give me an answer. Who did it again?
Oops, I did it again. The greatest Olympian of all times. Holds the world record for the most gold medals in both the Olympics and an individual year. That would be Michael Phelps.
Yeah, Phelps. He won a lot. He sure did. That one year he won 7 times after winning the first time. He was a big-time winner, no question about it. Let me ask you guys a question. Gut feeling, top of your head. Not for the next 5 years. For the next 2 years. Who would you rather the Phillies have for the next 2 years, Trey Turner or Jacob DeGrom?
Turner.
I don't know, James. I think
I just – this is – straight. Look, if I know I'm getting Jacob DeGrom, I would take Jake – like Jacob DeGrom.
You don't know if you're getting him healthy or not.
That's my point.
Okay.
The health with DeGrom is the single biggest reason I'm not in on it.
John, gut feeling. 2 years. This isn't like a 7-year commitment. Just who would you prefer in this window to go try to win a title – yeah. On the team for the next 2 years, the great Turner or the greater when healthy, greater DeGrom. I'd say DeGrom.
My gut says DeGrom, me but too. Then I look at the games pitched. You know, like
I know.
This year, the year before that, last 3 years.
Well, you got to discount 2020. 2020.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, but the last 2 years. That's my worry. Otherwise, I would say DeGrom. I'm with you. If I knew I was going to get a healthy DeGrom, I would take him in a sec for the next 2 years. I just don't think I'm going to.
It's one of the more intriguing free agent situations, honestly, I can just about ever remember, because it's rare that someone that great.
It's a great point.
Comes available, but is that injury riddled? It's just a strange one. Now, Zach Eflin, not that great, not even great, but okay when he's pretty good. You know, he's like, he's above average when he's healthy.
And he's younger and less injury.
He's younger. And he too has had injury history. And John, our Twitter poll question of the day today, did the Phillies make a mistake not giving Zach Eflin a 3-year, $40 million contract that obviously he got from the Rays? They made a mistake, yes. They did not know. Where do you think the voting results came in on Twitter?
I'm going to say this is pretty slanted. 80% say no.
Even higher. And your instincts are good, though. 85% say no. The Phillies did not make a mistake. Hopefully we didn't make a mistake about 2 years ago when we created a little segment called, let's do it right now, the drop of the week. I got to say, John, I think the drop of the week was a pretty good invention.
John Ritchie invention.
Did he?
Yeah, that was Ritchie's idea.
Oh, yeah. That was the one. I think I just won drop of the week during drop of the week.
We got some good ones this week.
All right, is this a two-weeker or one-week, James?
Two-weeker, but only one drop from last week. It was a short week, and I wasn't even here for it, but let's start with that one because, Joe, you made up a phrase I've never heard before. Hmm. I thought it was pretty interesting.
What kind of held people back from going all in on the nasty last night?
All in on the nasty? What's that?
I like that.
It's pretty good.
What was I talking about?
I have no idea.
Can you play that one more time?
Yeah, sure. Ready?
What kind of held people back from going all in on the nasty last night?
What in the world?
I have no idea.
That's funny. All right,
pretty
keep
good.
Going.
All right, let's keep it going. Classic. It just seems to be like an every week thing. You make a weird noise.
Alshon was. And Alshon was a pretty good player here when he was good.
If you didn't hear that. And then, believe it or not, this is probably 5 minutes later, you made another one.
But it also goes to the Woj types in basketball. Look, they get a lot of breaking news.
It's amazing. That one in particular you've done a few times, and I've just never heard anyone else make that
noise.
Yeah. It doesn't sound real.
You guys are not my friends.
Well, you probably won't like us much after this one, after we bag on you for finding out something about you that when you like to go to the movies, you like to be soothed.
So do you snuggle when you're at the theater?
No,
with Amy?
I might let her rub my hand, but no. Here's the deal.
Rub what? Your hand.
I might. I'll give
rub
her my hand.
Rub your hand.
Well, I'll give her my hand and just, you know, just soothe me.
What?
Of course.
Come on.
No, I've told you. I rub the feet. Rub the ankles.
She rubs your hand.
Soothe me.
Yeah, soothe me. Soothe me.
I love it. Yeah. You need to get soothed.
Yeah, it helps.
I believe it.
Okay.
All right.
Do you speak those words when you put
the
hand out?
Did you say that to her? Like,
the give her opportunity,
no,
yes.
The soothing.
Oh, my God. You actually say, here's the opportunity?
Absolutely. I'll lay out the foot, the ankle, God. You know, the calf, the hand.
Like, congrats.
And say, here's an opportunity for you. Now, is it tongue-in-cheek? Of course it's tongue-in-cheek. I mean,
hope so.
You know, not a Roman emperor, I mean, but.
Not kiss the ring.
But, yeah, but I mean, like, you know, she understands. It's our little, you know.
Bit.
Yeah, you know, a little jargon, a little thing.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
All right. I don't like to think about it, though, so let's keep rolling. Mike Quigg, had a little fun with you.
Dude, that was really cool. You and Merrill and even Howard getting in there a little bit. The Today Show, nice job.
That was pretty cool. It's, very humbling, quite honestly.
I mean, that's some big. By the way, I think humbling is overused in society.
I was
going
to say, you're going to rip Mike for using that or what?
Where Mike, I don't know if you were trying to be funny, but you just stepped in something. I just think humbled is over. I mean, you were exalted, so I don't know how you're humbled. You're like They exalted you.
I thought I heard you say something about using it.
Great job, great. Mike. What an awesome job.
That's great. That's when you know someone listens to the show.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, very good.
As soon as he said it, I wasn't sure if he, you know.
Yep.
It was good. All right, let's keep it going. By the way, speaking of guests, Jaws, a great line with this one.
It was more than total domination. It was an ass kicking.
Yeah. Talking about the
It was an ass kicking.
Eagles.
Pretty good. I feel like that is versatility.
That's a great
drop.
Yeah,
it's a great drop. So we could use that.
And that was like the old Seth Joyner one. Remember Seth's was...
I will whoop your ass.
Yeah, that was a great one.
All right, let's keep it going. Joe, you told us something we already know.
My brain is troubled.
We know. Definitively know it.
Like, good Lord.
Clearly know it. All right, you told... This is just a taste of the story, but you told a story about a guy with a pretty hilarious name.
He was a big-time executive. His name was Dick Pound. Okay, I'm just telling you, the guy's name was Dick Pound. And I said the name, like, without even thinking, like, there's a blah, 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 and Dick Pound, blah, blah, and like, and my co-host looks at me, and he just, like, after 5 seconds of, like, a horrified look, he just bust out laughing. I bust out laughing. Dick Pound is in the air. Dick true. Pound is in the air.
It's true. Oh, that might be the winner.
That's
right there.
Really great. I mean, this is a really good week. We got more. Let's keep it rolling. I don't think any of us knew about the triumvirate until our caller Eric told us about it.
Eric, what's a thrill?
I don't know if it's been said or not, but I'm going to say when you are having sex with someone who you're connected by the triumvirate, mind, body, and soul.
All right, Eric, you got it, man.
The triumvirate.
It was just ridiculous.
It's a great answer.
Do you remember my response?
I thought
was?
Joe's drop after that
I
was going
better.
To be drop of the week.
I thought it was going to win, too.
What was the idea?
My answer was, why can't it just be body?
No, it was like, why do you need the triumvirate?
Yeah, right.
My bad.
Horrible job by Celta. Yeah, all right.
I pulled the triumvirate.
What are you going to do?
All right, let's keep it going. Speaking of horrible jobs, don't sing anymore.
I'm just saying it's a beautiful song. Some say love. When you get a chance, check it out.
One more time.
Some say love.
So the rose plus a voice crack. At least I didn't snort on the air like that caller did today.
That's true.
And then he was trying to deny he snorted.
Denied.
We all heard him snort. I mean,
all right, let's keep it going.
By the way, it's embarrassing when you laugh snort. It's just there's something about it that's just
uncomfortable. You're awkward.
It's just. Not the way it's supposed
it's
to be.
It's a terrible sound.
But it's an awful sound.
It's just so funny
but
that the snort comes out.
No, it's not good.
No,
anyway.
It's not. All right, let's keep it going. Caller Mike had a pretty funny line about Doc Rivers.
Bob Costas has an HBO show, and I was watching it like a month ago, and he interviewed an NBA coach named Doc Rivers. Now, I think he was told not to ask him about X's and O's because he didn't want to confuse him. But he
good line,
that's
Mike.
Great line.
Great line. Speaking of great lines from callers, of course, we have the classic, this old one from Chuck from Mount Airy.
Joe DeCameron, you are officially a jackass.
Double down.
Very
Here's
strong.
Chuck again.
Joe, you are a complete moron.
Chuck comes after you hard, man.
He does.
He really does. All
definitive.
Right, few more. I won't do the whole thing, but, you know, you lost. Got to get a taste. In what country did the last World Cup take place in 2018?
I don't know. I'll say Japan. I have no idea. That's awful. That's awful. It was like a funny World Cup trivia.
Two in a row.
World freaking Cup trivia.
You got two of them right.
Oh, my
God. This is USA made it once in 1930.
That wouldn't have made a difference. I think even John knows. A little tough with the World Cup trivia in a category.
You're supposed to be the hammer.
I know, but you know.
Gary got sports. Does it count as sports?
Yeah,
Gary got one.
Yeah, and by the way, Gary, at the end of it, had a pretty good line. I'll give it to Gary.
I'll tell you, my cousin Judy better not be listening right now.
Shut up, Judy.
She'd be dancing. All right.
I bet she's happy.
Congratulations to Gary. Gary, you have bested the hammer.
I'm back.
Awful.
Like that? Well, come.
Oh, my God. This is terrible.
It's all right, Joe, because a few minutes later, you busted your slump and had a good line to go with it.
Relatively modern. This won't work. I'll just guess Ken Dryden. I have no clue.
Correct.
Whoa!
Wow.
The hammer's back!
Wow.
The hammer is back!
I needed that. You know when you've been in
weekend back on.
You know when you've been in a slump, and you wake up and you say, "I need it."
You rip a little single the opposite field. Ball's looking a little bigger all of a sudden.
That's not the kind of slump I was talking about, James.
Before. That is impressive. Joe. You knew that. That is impressive.
And there it is. All right, so
one last one. After that, yeah, Chris asked you and you had a good answer.
Today I got my butt whooped.
You did. Throw that in there, just so we don't.
Come on. What wins here,
today,
guys?
I got my butt whooped.
It's a tough one.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, I think the Dick Pound stuff is hilarious.
Got a lot of sexual innuendo here.
When don't we, buddy?
The
when
Dick
don't
Pound
we?
Is in the air.
Also,
I thought Jaws's was
Jaws great. Is great. Jaws is and good. Chuck's is pretty great, too.
All in on the nasty last night.
That was pretty good, too. Yeah. I think I.
What do you want to do?
I think it has to be this, in all honesty. Okay.
Dick Pound is in the air.
I mean, come on, man.
It's a guy's name for those just tuning in. Just want to make sure. The legal department of our company is listening. That is a gentleman's name who worked for the IOC for many years. You can look it up. All right. Time's Yours is next on 94 WIP. All right. Time's Yours. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on this Friday afternoon, as we do every single weekday at this time. You've called, or maybe someone else called. Someone calls, we listen. So let's hit it with Time's Yours.
Picture this, fellas. Christmas Eve, 2022. You're sitting down for late dinner because your Eagles just lost to the Cowboys. But wait, here comes Nick Sirianni to the podium, and he tells you, oh, we just beat the Giants and the Bears on the road. It's our third game. The Cowboys game was a scheduled loss.
Yep.
He would be fired before he stepped down from the podium. Doc Rivers and the front office of the Sixers are a joke. And let me correct myself, Glenn Rivers is a joke. Time is yours.
Yeah, it was not a good week for him. I think he set back their whole agenda this week. People had just started feeling a sense of pride. Team didn't show up. He made it 10 times worse with what he said.
That's a great analogy, though.
What's that
game, the game on the 24th. The schedule is sacked against the
right.
Eagles.
The one thing I'll say, though, we do know there's a difference between 17 games and 82.
Yeah, I know.
So we shouldn't totally overlook that, but it was still bad by Doc.
The fact that Sixers management and Sixers ownership can sit there and allow Doc Rivers to say the things that he says and do the things that he does is the number one reason why the Philadelphia 76ers will always be a second-class organization in the National Basketball Association. Josh Harris, Elton Brand, and all these other clowns that are involved with the Sixers front office and ownership group will never do or say anything to prevent clowns like Glenn Rivers to be the coach. Sixers are a joke.
Well, listen, I agree with some of what you said, not all. I don't think it's fair to put Elton in there, and I certainly wouldn't call Elton Brand a clown. I don't think that's right, and I don't think that's fair. The reality is there are three entities above Doc Rivers in the pecking order of the 76ers. There's an owner. There's actually more than one, but essentially there's the owner, Josh Harris. There is the president, Tad somebody, and there's the general manager.
Brown, I think.
Yeah, and the general manager, Daryl Morey. One of those three has to grab Doc Rivers and say, unacceptable, don't do that. And so it's, you know, it's not about a subordinate to Doc saying it. It's about one of the guys in a position of authority.
You really think that's going
to
get done?
I don't know. I just know that better have gotten done. That's what you need to get done to try to change things.
All these years, we've admired all of Bill Belichick's brilliant calls. He sent in good ideas and Tom Brady made them great. And he hasn't seen anybody like them since. And that is why they are where they are. Dodgers.
Well, they're not a bad team. I mean, they lost last night. I tell you what,
Matt Patricia being the offensive coordinator, though.
Did you
really
see Mac Jones freak out on him?
Yeah,
that was nuts.
How bad was it, James?
He was cursing at him. He's like, the bleeping running game is horrible. Throw the ball, like, cursing at him. On their videos all over.
Yeah, I saw a headline about that, yeah.
In every town, there are in-town rivals, but you all live in the same town. Somebody from out of town, you're trying to band together against the out-of-towner. Now, the NFC East, they are rivals. They don't love each other, but they're like a town. Is anybody else jazzed about the NFC East if the season ended today, is in the playoffs? All 14, the entire NFC East is in the playoffs. This is exciting to me. Anybody?
I'm going to give you a partial exciting.
Yeah, I think it is
partial.
Kind of exciting. It feels a lot better than when we were the dregs of the NFL.
Well, it just, you know, it creates what will be compelling games, whether it's this year or theoretically future years if these teams can maintain it. I think
there is pride in it, though.
I do. I think there's some pride. Even though you root against those three teams, there's a certain sense of, you know, the entity's strong, the NFC East. And with that, we shut it down.
The Times Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.